A very good day to you. I'm Hank Gross, MidHudsonNews.com. It's Wednesday, March 27th. The news today brought to you by the Galleria at Crystal Run. The principal leader of regulatory compliance and investigations for New York-based firm Anjan has been named as the state monitor to oversee all decisions of the Orange County Industrial Development Agency. Brian Sandvidge is a certified inspector general and certified fraud examiner with more than 30 years of experience advising on fraud forensic investigations and providing litigation support to public and private sector clients. IDA Executive Director Bill Fiavanti says the monitor should validate the agency is doing everything properly.
When there is validation that we've been doing things properly, it's going to be from a great source that is going to be difficult to refute. So, again, we're not looking to spend the money. There are other really avenues we'd like to deploy our capital in order to help attract better jobs and things like that. But this is just, it's a political thing we've got to deal with. So ready to get it done with, frankly.
State Senator James Skoufis pushed for the monitor to oversee what he said has been mismanagement and wrong decisions by the IDA. The two-year appointment will be funded with $500,000 of IDA money. A 21-year-old West Point cadet is believed to be the victim of an accidental drowning while on leave in Florida, Academy officials announced Tuesday. Cadet Haven Morris was a valued member of the Corps of Cadets, committed to serving his country as an Army officer, said West Point Superintendent Lieutenant General Stephen Deland. The entire West Point community offers its heartfelt condolences to the Morris family, he said. According to police, Morris's death appears to be an accidental drowning and no foul play is suspected. Morris's tactical officer, Major Rebecca Gog, described him as a bright, resilient young man with the determination to succeed in all he did. Rockland County's economy is strong, County Executive Ed Day said yesterday as he delivered his annual State of the County address. Day enumerated several accomplishments made during 2023.
Rockland's thriving economy is attracting more investments by businesses, which will offset costs to taxpayers even further. The Rockland County Industrial Development Agency reports last year $1 billion was invested into new projects, creating nearly 1,000 jobs.
Day said in 2023, the county conducted over 2,000 building and code violations and collected $500,000 in fines, increased child care assistance funding by $2 million, and secured over $4 million in benefits for veterans. When State Senator Rob Rollison first took office as mayor of Poughkeepsie in 2016, he inherited a multi-million-dollar deficit from his predecessor. The city was in such financial ruin that there was no heat on the top floor of City Hall. On Tuesday night, in a room where the temperature was 78 degrees at the start, Mayor Yvonne Flowers announced the deficit has been eliminated. Eradicating the multi-million-dollar deficit Rollison inherited was his top priority. With his financial team, the city began making a financial comeback. Flowers, in her third month as mayor, after serving on the Common Council, had positive financial news.
I'm elated to report that we have wiped out what once was a 13.2 million dollar general fund deficit, and now have developed approximately $2 million fund balance, a major accomplishment for this city.
She said in the first few months in office, the city was designated as one of the state's first pro-housing communities. The long-term initiative of the governor will give participating cities like Poughkeepsie priority consideration for discretionary housing funding from the state.
He's here. The Easter Bunny is visiting the Galleria at Crystal Run every day now until Easter. And he's not camera shy. Get your picture taken with Mr. Peter Cottontail. Children, families, and even pets are welcome. Now you can make an appointment ahead of time at whereisbunny.com. Reservations are strongly encouraged. Just go to GalleriaCrystalRun.com for all the details. And happy Easter.
A study begun by former Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan, now a member of Congress, in 2021 regarding the state of emergency medical services in Ulster County was released by County Executive Jen Metzger yesterday. The detailed report of the study has several options to address the EMS crisis that Ulster County and the nation is experiencing. The report presents data collected from Ulster County ambulance and first responder agencies, assesses the current state of EMS and ambulance service delivery, identifies challenges faced by Ulster EMS providers, and presents a range of options for the county to consider for future EMS and ambulance service sustainability. 43 EMS service providers, including 21 ambulance agencies and 22 first responder agencies, were studied, and the results identified the gaps in service and EMS service providers' needs. While focused on Ulster County services, the report notes that service delivery challenges are not isolated to the county, but are part of a larger national crisis. The City of Kingston has released its five-year consolidated plan and the 2024 annual action plan for the Community Development Block Grant Program and will open a public comment period. The five-year consolidated plan outlines the city's housing and non-housing community development needs and priorities for the next 5 years. The 2024 annual plan describes how the city intends to allocate approximately $650,000 in CDBG funds. The five-year consolidated plan and the 2024 annual action plan include identification of housing and non-housing community development needs and priorities over the next 5 years in the city, identification of federal and non-federal resources reasonably expected to be made available during the program year to undertake activities identified in the proposed five-year consolidated plan, and a list of activities to be undertaken during the 2024 program year to address community development and housing needs, including the geographic distribution of activities to be completed. The Pike County Court of Common Pleas has sentenced a 63-year-old Parksville man to 3 to 10 years in Pennsylvania State Prison and fined $1,700 for two counts of the crimes of burglary, theft, and receiving stolen property. On September 28, 2020, Julius Leonard smashed a window of a business in Matamoros, entered the building, and stole gift cards and cash. On February 3, 2021, following his arrest by New York State Police, a vehicle search revealed Leonard in possession of rolled coins from a burglary at a business in Matamoros. On August 13, 2021, Leonard broke into a business on Route 739 in Delaware Township by smashing a window and entering the building taking cash. I'm Hank Gross, MidHudsonNews.com. The news today brought to you by the Galleria at Crystal Run.